Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? And how do we make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. What we love about Anchor, and you guys know this very well, is the sound effects. They've added a certain je ne sais quoi to our episode. It's basically our entire brand. And we also like the ease of use. You know, we're in a bar right now recording on my phone, and we're completely able to do this without...
We could upload it from this bar right now if we wanted to.
And we are, because it's my fucking birthday, bitch. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join us and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
So we haven't even smoked yet. And Kat goes... So are we going up to the roof? And I go, to the roof. Not on purpose at all. Just completely pulled a Dougie.
Just, and not, and it wasn't even like, to the roof. It was, to the roof.
Please end me. Just kill me now.
It's going to be a great episode, folks.
Stay tuned. All right, welcome back to our podcast.
Our lungs hurt.
Our lungs are scorched.
Yep.
We're old.
Felt bad.
Feels bad.
Feels bad.
Feels organic.
Not great, Bob.
Feels good.
Feels organic. Feels bad. Feels inorganic.
I mean, technically, it's probably organic-ish.
I mean, maybe. Honestly, we're all gonna die anyway. Which brings us to we're watching episode 8.
All right, so our background image for the wait screen on the DVD for these ones is the tops of the trees
in Twin Peaks.
In Twin Peaks, but
it's so fucking dark and Erica has a skylight in her apartment.
It's a massive skylight. But it's beautiful. It's nice to have during the day when you're, like, trying to do daily activities.
But when you're trying to watch episode 8 in the middle of the afternoon.
You have to turn the brightness up to 100. Also, I have tequila. Hey.
It's almost. It's going to be fun. Look, it's 4:16.
So the Rancho Rosa logo is like mostly white and gray and black. And I was like, oh, it's to match the boom.
And I just stared at her like, yes. Yes, it was.
I forgot the name.
Word explosion?
Atomic bomb.
You could have said mushroom cloud, which is funnier.
That too. But I'm going to be calling it a boom from now on. From okay. Henceforth in the episode, I will be calling it a boom.
The boom.
Because I am a toddler. Apparently. Cool. This is not... I'm deleting this one.
No, you're not!
Oh, no. This screen is still super dark, even though we have it up to 100. And I have some flowers. You'll see on Twitter. I have some flowers on my like what? Little thing, and it's completely covering Mr. C's face for me. His face is just like a reflection.
He looks
of a
like one of those stupid art things where they replace the head with flowers.
Oh my god.
I've
seen that. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's fucking wild. Can we turn the volume up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, obviously you guys have heard us complain about this before, but, like, on the Blu-rays, the volume for the fucking load screen is so much louder than the actual episodes themselves that we have to turn it down so far and then turn it back all the way up.
It's dumb.
At David Lynch, you're not that great of a sound designer.
Right. I think he did it on purpose, though.
He did. And I hate it.
Also, the intro was so long, I thought I hadn't pressed play yet. Like, why would... A theme song is not meant to be that long, David Lynch.
But it's worth it.
Is it?
Kind of.
Probably like to go to that place they call the farm. Ray, you're gonna really regret wanting to go there.
Ray, don't do it.
Ray, don't do it.
Don't take any advice from Mr. C. Ray, haven't you learned by now?
No.
Daria is dead.
She's dead. He doesn't even know she's dead, does he?
Where does he think she is?
He probably lied to him. I don't know.
She went on, like, a cruise to the Bahamas?
Maybe.
Like your friend on the podcast where the guy just, like, ghosted her and he was like, oh, I'm on a cruise to the Bahamas. She's like, you want to go on a date? And he's like, oh,
I'm
on a cruise.
I'm on a boat. You're welcome.
I'm on a boat.
Also,
don't you ever forget.
I'm too invested in Ray and Daria now.
I got a nautical theme pageant app.
I can't believe you haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine with the amount that you love Andy Samberg.
I love him to death, but I don't have Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay. I literally listen to The Lonely Island every single day of my life.
They?
I physically could not be more on brand for myself than I always.
Also, I need you to know that Erica is drinking her juice with tequila. Out of a huge goblet.
It's not huge. It's a regular wine
glass. I mean, it's large.
Glass.
Yeah. Okay, some dramatic driving. And we're driving.
Ethereal whooshing.
And we're still driving.
Air horns.
Someone please.
Burr, 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 burr.
Listen, no. No air horns.
She said no.
So, what I was going to say is I really want someone to time all of the scenes of driving. And then figure out what percentage of the season we are forced to watch someone drive.
While we're watching them drive, there's like a slight ridge and it gets lighter. And for a second, my heart just like beat out of its chest because I thought they were going to run into a wall. It was just like a slight bump in the road.
I thought they were going to run into a wall. This is the stupidest, dumb... everything.
Oh my god, I read somewhere, so I was reading conspiracies on like blog posting and dialogue and all those Facebook groups, and somebody was like making a parallel. Oh, it was That's Our Waldo on Twitter.
Shout out to,
I love them. They probably aren't listening to this. I don't think they follow us because well,
we're garbage.
Obviously, why is 25 years later following us? Why?
Shout out.
I love y'all so goddamn much. Please marry me. But so, That's Our Waldo on Twitter made this, like, parallel between episode 8 and part 8. And episode 8 is, like, has a scene where Coop is on the ground shot.
Yeah. Yes.
And it, like, parallels with Mr. C on the ground shot.
That timing!
Yeah. Wait, that's fucking spooky. So right as I said it, he got shot, if you couldn't hear those gunshots. Which I'm sure you could.
Oh, I fucking hate this!
No.
Good
Big
God!
No. the fucking woodsman.
This is when we all started fucking screaming.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So I watched this by myself.
Oh, same.
At night in this apartment.
Yep.
It was horrifying.
Yep. I
was sober. I was not ready. I didn't have anything out because the whole series I watched without a phone or a laptop.
Yeah, yep.
Because I wanted to just, like, hyper-focus.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I had to burp.
Every time.
Casual. I hate this.
I hate, okay.
So much.
I hate this, but I hate the meme that they use, this picture of him covered in blood. I hate.
The fucking fuck Jerry meme that Kale retweeted or posted on his Instagram stories. I love that Kale is, like, aware of fuck Jerry. Like,
yeah, he's aware of memes.
He knows the meme. And then he posted a gif on top of it of, like, a dude running into the sunset riding.
Yes, yes.
It was, like, an 8-bit character riding into the sunset. It was adorable. And he also, I don't know if you saw, but, like, very tiny print on one of them. He wrote, he did the
it me. It me.
He did the it me.
I remember when I was watching this for the first time. I think it was at when the Woodsman started to come out. I had been sitting on my couch. I got up and sat like 2 feet from the TV, or 3 or 4 feet from the TV, on my coffee table
for the
rest of the episode.
Which
is probably exactly how David Lynch wants you to watch it.
Oh yeah, I was leaned over, like I was.
This is so fucking scary.
This. So much. Okay, so.
Oh, I hate it.
God,
I hate it.
I was going to do some deep analysis, but I'm, like, horrified right now.
Oh, God, it's so scary. Oh, yes, there's a cloud over the sun.
Yes. Cloud. What was I going to
say? I know we should have watched this at night, but I have work early tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
it was not feasible.
It wasn't. It didn't fit into our schedules today.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's good
we
now.
We can see it, and, like, we literally have the brightness up to 100. Like, it was at 50 before, I think, probably.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, this tequila is delicious. I can taste it, which is good because the weed was a little old. It didn't taste good.
Yeah.
Nobody
oh, yeah.
You can hear what I'm saying because I'm talking into my.
Talking into your cup. This is opposite of air horns. You're muffled because you're talking into your cup.
Muffled talking. Kill me. So, like, I don't pay attention ever.
Time for Nine Inch Nails!
Oh, God. No, before this, because I have a story about them.
Wait!
The Nine Inch Nails. I'll get back to my story later. But, I have a hard time watching the Nine Inch Nails. And I can't really talk too much about this because the article's not out yet, but my shitty, abusive ex-boyfriend is cousins with Trent Reznor, and they look very similar in a very creepy way.
Like, yeah, but
only
Trent-
at certain points, like, if he's, like, making a certain face or if he's, like, talking, Trent doesn't look like him, but, like, you can definitely see the resemblance, and this is horrifying for me.
Trent has more hair than him, though.
And he's much older. He's, like,
yeah.
at least
yep.
15 years older.
Yep.
He has a full head of hair. Jack is completely bald.
Oh, my fucking God. That just goes to show what happens when you're an evil piece of shit.
Hope he rots in hell.
Big mood.
Can't wait to send him to jail. Bow.
Okay.
Bow.
This girl is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Like, this entire scene, I was just like, please, pan to her. one of the members of the Nine Inch Nails is a stunning woman, and I wish the camera was just on her.
Hard agree. I'm halfway done my cocktail. Why did I do this?
Oh my god, that fucking terrified me.
Horrifying. Well, because, like, he looks horrifying, and the lights playing over him.
Yeah.
How similar this is to Bob screaming is just eerie, and I know he did it on purpose.
It's terrifying.
It's just... But they honestly had a missed opportunity to shoot it from underneath.
Yeah.
That could have been really cool. But they probably also, you know, couldn't have a camera down underneath them because, like, people in the audience and all the other cameras would pick it up.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely shat myself if they did, what's that one sexy song?
Closer?
Closer. Yeah. That song. Could you imagine? I would have fucking cried.
No, I cannot imagine.
It would have been so funny.
But they...
It's a bad joke.
I stop.
And she fucked her dad.
Stop. Laura was raped by her father. She did not willingly fuck her dad.
So I don't know this song at all. Like, I don't really listen to them, but, like, he's pretty much just saying over and over, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone. Which, like, is a lesson I feel Coop needed to learn at this point, and I feel like it was very symbolic that they chose this song.
Yeah.
Because of that line, because Coop really couldn't... this is, like, based on a tweet that I saw either today or yesterday, but, like, the whole idea of, like...
God, that's so fucking scary.
For me, feeling the need to change one event and... Instead of letting go of her trauma, she now has to relive it over and over and over.
Yeah.
With that scream at the end of the series or the season. Oh shit, we're out of it. Oh shit. Sorry. Yeah, so I feel like
that song was so fucking scary.
Horrifying. And then he just wakes up
with blood face. Oh my god, do you remember people analyzed that shot and were trying to figure out if it was good Coop?
Oh, if he had, like, woken up. Yep. If that was, like, a symbolic waking up July 16th, 1945.
White Sands, New Mexico.
Oh god, it's 5:29 a.m.
Mountain Western time.
Maybe. I'm just trying to do it. The goddamn countdown.
I was fucking screaming.
Literally yelling. Bam, 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 bam. I'm obnoxious. I'm sorry, but, like, when I think of an explosion, you know?
Gosh, so scary.
It gets wild. Literally the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, this made me deeply uneasy because knowing that it's, like, something that actually happened in our experience.
Yeah.
Eerie. Could you imagine if one of those, you would be dead within half of a second.
That is literally has always been one of my fears.
Me too. Especially living in New York.
Yeah. And it's like, I know everyone's like, making memes about North Korea and it's like, haha, this is funny, but it's like,
no, this could really happen.
And it absolutely terrifies me.
Not okay.
Oh my god, this is so scary. And the song in the background is like something something for the victims of Hiroshima, and it's just like,
yep,
fuck. Oh my god.
I remember seeing this and then being like, oh, so it's going to be like a quick fade into the next scene after we go into the cloud.
Oh my god.
Boy, oh boy, was I wrong.
Oh my god.
It's currently 4:35, so we're going to see how much longer we have of this fucking static shit. We're just going to keep recording. Or maybe we'll pause so that we can add some sound effects, but like, we'll
mostly... We don't need any sound effects! This whole thing is just sound effects!
I mean, yes, but it would also be hilarious if there was, like, a cow.
Oh my god.
I cannot handle...
This is so scary. So, after I first watched the episode when I was sober, but then I think either in the week break between 8 and 9 or some other time,
yeah,
in either July or August, I watched it high. So, I feel like.
Oh my god.
Since I watched it like so close together, it didn't hit me as much the second time, but
his clothes did not look as vibrant. I don't remember this being.
That Blu-ray quality.
Fucking Blu-ray quality is absolutely stunning. I'm literally sitting here with my mouth open.
Oh my god.
It kind of looks like an anus.
I was thinking the same thing.
Good. Have you ever seen that clip of, it's a Vine, where it's, like, an episode of, Magic School Bus, and they're, like, going out the
anus. Oh, no.
And they're like, what's that, Miss Frizzle? And then somebody adds, the Tiffany Haddish, it's a booty hole!
No!
Truly iconic.
Oh, my god. This is so scary. Yeah.
I don't remember being frightened by this, though, so much as, like, intrigued and being like, so when's this gonna end? What the fuck's going on? And then about, like, a quarter of the way through, I'm, like, accepting my fate. I'm like,
yep. Oh,
okay, yeah. So the rest of the entire episode is gonna be this. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Like, I literally thought the whole rest of the episode was just gonna be this.
Me too, yeah. And I was just like, okay, this is fine.
Well, because it goes on for, like, a solid, like, at least 7 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a, okay, okay, it's a it lot less long than I thought. It was
well,
this
that
kind
was,
of counts,
yeah, this counts.
Because it's, like, the creepy convenience store.
Yeah, and we still have to go back up into the explosion.
Yeah, like, nothing really happens. Like, the God of Light guy doesn't come in for another, like, at least 4 or 5 minutes, right?
I think so.
I think we go back into which this in connection with all of the Big Ed scenes, I don't know if you've seen
the conspiracy. Holy fucking shit.
It upsets me because you can see it in the reflection. You can see the
And that's not just something somebody
it's
made up.
Really, it's real. Somebody didn't make it up in their head. Which is shocking for Twin Peaks fans.
Yeah.
Burn.
Oh my god.
And then, like, halfway through the lights on the, things on the actual, like, gas station.
Gas
turn on. Meaning, like, maybe it's in service now, which might symbolize something.
Oh my god, this is so scary.
This is literally the most
horrible. Oh god!
Fucking noise cuts and all you hear is thumping of them walking.
Have you seen...
This gave me nightmares.
There's, like, a blog on Tumblr that posts, like, historical photos for all various whatever. And there's a set of photos of... I don't know which... I don't know if it was this detonation or another one, but it was a before picture of, like, a house that they just, like, built.
Yeah, they
with
built
the intention.
With
yeah.
The intention
and it
block.
And it had, like, mannequins set up in it. And it was a photo of the before and after getting the bomb dropped on it. Fucking Christ. It is so scary. And
can we pause this so that I can see said photo? Or, like, can you pull it up? Do you have any idea what blog it is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. I'm gonna, what is it? New Mexico, where?
And New Mexico was the actual bomb? Like,
is this is White Sands, New Mexico.
No, yeah. But, like, it's actual, like, the historical one is
yeah.
in the same town?
It was the first one, yeah.
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 I'm Googling it.
I'm gonna, yeah, I know I've, trying to, if I looked at my list, I would find it, but I have no idea. And I don't have enough space on my phone to download the Tumblr app.
Oh my god.
Fuck!
No.
Fuck!
But, like, honestly, this part reminded me of those cool 3D world videos. You know what I'm talking about? Where, like, the guy is, like, coming out of the other end. And it's like, there's a lot of crazy. I can't describe
them. Oh my god.
They're very strange.
This is so scary.
I literally beat this so goddamn
much. Oh my god.
And Bob in that fucking orb right there.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god. The eggs! Oh.
The eggs and then Bob inside of one of them.
Oh my god!
God.
Holy fucking shit.
We are not okay right now.
And, oh my god.
I'm horrified.
I don't remember being this scared.
Yeah, not at all. And I don't remember noticing Bob.
What?
You didn't see that?
Okay. Yeah, no. I meant you.
I didn't
know. You had never noticed it before?
I think I noticed it, like, somebody pointed out to me, but, like, I didn't notice it while watching. I was so horrified. It was just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
And then
oh my god!
Nope.
Fuck.
The goddamn gold ball.
Oh my god.
It's cancer season. I'm allowed to cry.
I don't have any tears left in my body.
Me neither, but, like, because I'm dehydrated, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cry internally.
That's why.
I'm going to cry in spirit.
Yeah. Oh, my god.
Well, so is that, like, supposed to symbolize, like, blood platelets?
That's what I
always thought, but, like, I just needed to share it.
Oh, my god.
We've literally been recording for 7 minutes
straight. This isn't even the longest.
It's
clip that we've recorded
though. No, it's not. We had 10 minutes of you yelling about whatever a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
The blue.
Oh my god, it's the fucking ocean again.
But it's purple, like the purple planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that I like forgot what color that was. I was like, oh, what is the name of that color?
Yeah.
The blue. No, it's purple.
Oh my god. I assumed this was the same.
Yeah.
World.
Yeah, no, same. It is.
Yeah.
It more than definitely is, because that's the little island.
I forgot that this was in here.
Yeah, no, I didn't. There was a lot going on this whole episode. This is like, so I feel like David Lynch saw the underwater episode of BoJack Horseman and was like, challenge accepted.
Oh my god.
Challenge accepted.
That was good.
No was dialogue.
No problem. 99 problems and dialogue ain't one.
Don't make me spit my drink out.
Oh. The castle.
I'm looking up the White Sands, New Mexico bomb before and afters. Images. Well, that's not helpful. You're
okay.
Not showing me what I asked.
Wait.
I asked for it. Yeah. What?
No.
Philip?
No, that's not what I was going to say. Hold on.
Oh my god, they give tours in the bomb site.
I hate that. So fucking much.
Literally, go fuck yourselves, tourists.
Like, I like morbid stuff, but like, that's too far.
It's disrespectful of the dead.
Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ. Into the window.
Bow, bow,
I've literally just been like Googling this and I looked up and I saw the door and I just had to be like, because, you know.
Okay, what I was gonna say was, if that ocean and that cliff thing is where this is, which is the White Lodge.
This is where the woodsman, or no, the giant was.
Yeah, but no, what I was going to say was, does that mean when Cooper came out and fell onto that island, does that mean he was in the White Lodge?
He came into the White Lodge after. Because this is...
Yeah, not this in, like, in episode two when he's in the room with Nido. Does that mean that's part of the White Lodge?
It might be.
Because it had the same, like, pretty much the same scenery as this.
Yeah, I guess it could be, yeah. And which other one was it? One of the other girls. One of the girls that died or didn't
No,
die.
Ron, oh yeah, Ronette.
Or, yeah,
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
I don't fucking know.
The one that's, like, half dead. And she, like, was in a coma. She almost died with Laura.
Yeah, Ronette.
No, there was another. The one that got that got killed beforehand. And who was that's her name? They're all, like, generic brunettes, okay? I can't distinguish.
I don't remember. No, the first.
The one, the first person who died.
She was blonde.
Who? The other one.
Yeah.
The one that, like, died, like, years before.
Yeah, the one that was fucking Laura's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I forget.
She was blonde.
Yeah. No, I thought they were, like, both very similar-looking people, and I was like, oh, you're generic. I'm sorry, Ronette, you're a very generic-looking person. Or at least she was when she was younger. Nope. No, no, no. No, no, no. This is deeply upsetting. Also, the fucking call. No, no.
Hate it. Her name was...
That's what the little alarm should be doing right now. Like doing an air horn instead of that bullshit. And he switched it off. Good job. Good going.
What the freaking? Where is her name?
I don't know. I forget her name too. Teresa Banks.
Fuck!
Because, okay, when I imagine that name in my head, I think of Ronette's face.
Oh.
Because, like, that's what a Teresa Banks looks like to me. Like, generic Ronette. Yeah, you're right. She doesn't look anything like I pictured her looking. We should probably... let's take a pause for a sound effect.
Oh, thank you.
What are we?
I feel like just the like whole like me remembering that Teresa Banks is actually hot has changed a lot in terms of the series for me. Like I thought she was just some like mousy little.
Nope.
No, she was hot.
Rest in peace, Teresa Banks, and the actress who played her just passed away too.
Yeah. I remember that. I'm bad at the memory thing.
We are in the theater.
What? Oh, yeah. In this. I was like, no, we're in my apartment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm not ready for this at all remotely.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Nope. Because he's seeing on the screen the... bomb and the woodsman, and he's realizing the horrors.
The Giants deserved way more than this.
He did.
Yeah, I can't find any of these photos of the fucking bomb. Mostly because I'm finding, like, actual white sand. Like, it thinks, like, I'm looking for a white sand beach. I'm like, you motherfuckers. You dumb motherfuckers.
Okay, I'm gonna download the Tumblr app and I'm gonna find it.
Please do.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Senorita Dido.
She is so lovely. I'm getting dry mouth. God damn it. Key float.
He do a heck in a float.
He's doing a float. He's also planking.
Oh, we're still recording.
Yes.
Whoops.
Yes.
I was just kind of, I got distracted. Because one of my favorite Facebook groups just like shut down because of what?
Don't talk about
Not the murders. We're not talking about the murders. No, no, no. This is a different Facebook group about reborn dolls and how fucking stupid some of them are. A lot of people, like, role play with them. They're really creepy looking, and they're, like, some of the people that buy them because they had miscarriages or their children died. However, a lot of them just buy them because they're fucking crazy. And, like, the admin got a really upsetting message and archived the group, and, like, it's fucking chaos now. Also, it's beaming out of his brain.
Yep, sure is.
He beam.
He beam.
Do a heckin' beam. Why are we like this? Why are we using ham speak for...
I don't know.
...the most serious and... sad.
Because that's how we cope with things. Oh no.
So.
It's about to happen.
It's about to happen. And I was just. I just remember just sobbing throughout this. Because I don't think I'm the only one that noticed this straight off the bat. And maybe it was because I had just watched Firewalk with me, like, maybe a week before. I was really bored. But the immediate connection between what the log lady told Laura about the angels and this moment of Laura in the gold ball being sent up by Senorita Dido, who I interpreted as her angel. It's just, like, sobbing.
God. I really was the one. I just started thinking.
Fuck you!
I just started thinking about the meme where they put the Lodge Cat in there.
That's horrible. The second Laura's face goes into the ball, she goes, "Fuck!" Starts cracking up.
I hate the Lodge Cat.
I love Lodge Cat so much. Oh man, sending her out into the world, hoping the best for her. But like a motherly airborne.
Is that going to be the title of the episode? A motherly airborne?
An airborne, but to the tune of Brahms' lullaby.
Ugh.
Destroy me.
Remember when people were like theorizing, oh, where did she land?
You morons. Where the fuck do you think she landed? Like, come on, guys. Put two and two together. It's not that big of a conspiracy. You're not that clever. You're not clever at all for thinking about that. Like, you're trying to be edgy and clever and cool and be like, I have a great idea. What if this is this? And, like, it's very clearly not.
Here's my great idea. Those people.
Because stop. They have this, like, compulsive need, and it's mostly cis white men. And that's they just have, like, this compulsive need, fast forwarding to 1956. Coop would be 2 years old at this point. Right? He was 1954.
I think so.
But, like, no, these people have, like, this compulsive need to
just, oh, the frog bug is coming!
Always say something. Like, they need constant validation and, like, oh, God, the fucking frog bug. No, no, no. But it's just, like, this big problem in most fandoms where, like, this fucking nerd who thinks he's so cool and thinks he's hot shit and he thinks, like, this is gonna get him clout or whatever. He, like, has to fucking analyze the most inane bullshit and make up all these false conspiracy theories and then, like, kind of throw the, like, actual analysis out of whack. And just, like, no, you, like, other people already said something that's actually intelligent. You don't need to make up your own bullshit. Like, it's already been said. You're too late. You are too late, sir. Yeah, I'm upset as well. That's why I just keep going with this.
I was like, when is she going to stop ranting?
I'm not, because I'm not okay right now, because it looked like he came out of the vagina.
Oh.
And that's that on that.
It's so hard to watch it crawl across the sand and, like, struggle to be alive. And I know we shouldn't feel bad for it, but it's, like, fucking disgusting and terrible. And, like, ugh.
It's an abomination, but it is Bob. Like, I think it's pretty clear from that, like, flash of Bob's face in the egg that is Bob.
Well, that wasn't the same orb that...
Yeah, no, Bob was on an egg in the egg floating scene.
Egg flewing?
Egg floating.
Oh,
no, I said like egg floating. When we were going through before the blood, there was
eggs that were
floating. Bob was on an egg.
I thought he was just on a blob.
It wasn't clear, but it was like just like a half circle. And I think if everything else was an egg, there's a good chance he was an egg.
Heads up.
Also, for a while, I thought this was Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh my God, stop.
It looks like her. Poor Sarah Palmer.
I hope it does bring you good luck.
Or what's her maiden name? I forgot. You guys know we're not like... I'm not going to remember all this bullshit like these fucking white dudes do. Fucking fandom. No. Fuck that noise. I have better things to do with my life. Also, this Criss Angel levitation shit is like next level. At David Lynch. Have you fucked Criss Angel?
What?
I'm just curious. Like, I'm assuming they've met, but, like, did they?
Wait,
like, I feel like that would happen. Like, I feel like I need that on tape. Do you know what I mean? Like.
No! I don't know what you mean.
Because Criss Angel does the magic, and then, like,
David Lynch is just fucking weird, and it would just be a really bizarre sex tape.
I think we switched places today. I think I'm Shane and you're Ryan today.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. I had nightmares about this for a whole goddamn week or two. No, no. The fucking woodsman.
Oh, that noise is so scary.
Literally horrifying. The first dialogue, 5:02 p.m.
Oh, no, they were just talking while they were walking.
Oh, wait, yeah, I can't. Whatever.
No, I was going to say, I wonder if anyone has analyzed the meaning behind Sarah picking up the penny, if anything.
Luck.
And then it's ironic because she gets possessed.
Yep. By the bug. Okay, but, like, I would drive through them as well. Like, that's a zombie situation.
I'm watching. I'm just also texting.
That's fine.
It's all right.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about. They're literally no, just walking.
They're just walking and talking and being cute. Sarah Palmer, school child ho. She's literally like walking with one guy and talking about another one, and then
no, he asks her, "Are you still seeing him?" And she says, "No."
I know, but like, she's like maybe what 10 years old here? Like, how many boyfriends do you have by that age? No, she's probably 15. But like, that's I don't know. In my head, I would like to believe that Sarah Palmer was a hoe. That's my headcanon.
That's good. It was
really nice
of you
to walk me home.
Okay, that's
really nice of you to walk me home. Now come take me down.
Okay, that's not even what happened. She asks him if he's still seeing some girl.
Oh, whatever.
So
somebody was being a hoe.
I can't believe you accused young Sarah Palmer of being a hoe.
I don't know.
How dare you? She's wearing a cardigan.
She is very precious.
I'll see you.
Aww.
How sweet. This little dude. Did anyone ever, like, analyze who the fuck he is? Like,
I'm trying to remember what it said in the final dossier, because it mentioned something about this. Because I don't think it's Leland, because I think in the final dossier it says that she met him somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think they met like, in childhood. They weren't childhood sweethearts.
Ugh.
The goddamn motherfucking woodsman. I was going to call him a swordsman. But that's not.
No, it's not. He doesn't need a sword.
If he had one, that would be really fucked.
No, I think it's scary that he doesn't have any weapons.
Oh, absolutely. But, like, it could cause so much more damage with a weapon.
When the
nope.
Fucking. Is this the platters?
Yeah.
When the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay.
I can never. I
could never buy the soundtrack for The Return because I know this would be on it, and I would be way too upset. I heard this in another movie or like TV show or something recently, and I was like, excuse me.
In like a happy context?
Yeah, it was like, someone's having a nice summer. I don't like,
oh no.
God. Jesus fucking Christ.
No. She's so beautiful too.
So beautiful. She didn't deserve any of this.
Well, especially like, since her job is secretary.
As she's walking up to him, that she knows she's going to die. Nope.
Oh, God.
What a traumatic death.
Oh,
God. Crushing her soul. So, this is one thing that we got wrong in trivia. This is the only thing we got wrong in trivia. They were trying to, we had to put in order the sequence of events in Party.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that he died before the frog bug, but he doesn't, like, fully finish dying until after it.
Fuck up.
And I was like, literally, he grabs his head and starts killing him. So, like, who are you to say, fucking videology? Who are you to say when this man is deceased?
And yeah. Whether,
like, if his full face isn't fucking smashed off, like...
I was about to say, wasn't it also Joe's responsibility to study the return and then...
Yes, it was.
Yeah, all he did was read the spark notes.
Yeah, he did. Instead, he watched King of the Hill. And he wants to get that Bobby tattoo.
What if...
A curse. Yeah, I want to kill him.
What if you guys had lost trivia because of him?
Literally, I would have been so upset. So I want to take a pause.
For what?
After this is done, I just thought about doing it now, but no, I'll do it after because I have something to read.
That's oh yeah, we'll do it after. We'll do it after.
To this, we should probably put a little sound in right about now. Here comes that boy.
Oh, God.
The little frog bug. Aww. Like, it's just such an unsettling creature.
Oh, God. Did you ever watch the video of David Lynch making quinoa and talking about this? Mm. Alluding to it?
Yes.
I never did because I am the worst at committing to watching videos.
I saw the whole thing. I watched it with Omar, I think.
I didn't watch it. Oh.
Mm-mm. This is all a big, big, big nope. Also, I really want these Cheetos, so sorry I'm opening some Cheetos. Here it comes.
Oh, this is the worst thing.
This is literally my nightmare, like, that I will swallow multiple bugs, and that she just like,
oh God.
It asks her and she opens her mouth completely fully and just no, it just crawls in her fucking
mouth. Oh, I literally cannot watch this.
Throat. I can't handle this at all whatsoever, and it's
even
struggling
oh
to get in, and it's like, yeah, it's little feet.
Even the first time I watched this, I remember I literally held my hand over the screen.
Same.
Like, oh, God.
Well, actually, probably not because... Oh, and then you see her swallow.
This is the water. And this is the well.
Shut up. We get it.
He's killing them with it.
They're sleeping.
Yeah, and they're dying in their sleep. Well, the lady at the lunch counter died.
She didn't look like she, yeah.
At least.
Oh, God.
Which is louder, the crunching of my Cheetos or the crunching of this man's skull?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, nope.
I think you didn't remember that he fully died here because you blocked it out of your head because it's horrifying. Because there's, like,
fucking pulp shit falling
onto the floor. Oh, my God.
It's the most disgusting. Literally horrifying. Horrifying. Me sits in horror watching a man get his skull crunched. Also, me immediately crunches a Cheeto.
At least it's almost over. The fucking horse.
So can I read it now?
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not fully over yet.
Yeah, I know.
Because they panned to her again.
I know.
You're just really wanting to read this meme.
I really
want to
read this meme. It's really inappropriate.
Oh. Stunt woodsman.
Stunt woodsman. Yeah, it's like... doing all the stunts.
I just thought it was funny.
That a woodsman has to do.
He didn't do any stunts.
I know. That's what's funny about that. Thanks. I made a joke. You're welcome. I just want you guys to know that when the credits stopped rolling... and it, like, went on to the Rancho Rosa or David Lynch, whatever logo with, like, the electric sound, Kat literally gasped and screamed.
It startled me. It went from being so quiet to super loud.
I mean, yeah, but it's a logo.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what...
What does that have to do with anything? Yeah, it's a logo. That doesn't mean it's going to be... Every logo is not making a screeching noise that's horrific.
But this one has been for the last 8 episodes. Get with the program, Kat. All right, and now I'm going to read a meme. This is not safe for work, so... pause it right now if you're at work.
Why would you be listening to this at work?
Why not? We're fucking hilarious.
I know,
and your work probably sucks. So, part 8, XXX. This is the penis, and this is the hand. Stroke full and descend. The cum is the whites of the eyes, and baby within.
New season of BuzzFeed Unsolved. True crime starts July 13th.
I thought you were going to say new season of BuzzFeed Unsolved. True crime starts with me murdering you for saying that.
I was looking at Instagram and I saw it. I wanted you to know.
Thanks.
Because it is a program we enjoy.
This is awful.
All right,
and another reading from Erica from Reddit, and I'm not going to do the whole thing because it's about 6 paragraphs, but somebody was a little displeased with this episode. They weren't too happy. And I quote, "I did not like, appreciate,
Our month is episode's fetishistic treatment of the A-bomb and Esposion.
Esposion?
Yes, I'm making fun of them. I'm mocking. Thanks.
Thanks, I'm trying to be funny.
I thought I was being pretty funny. Anyway.
Congrats. You want a cookie?
Okay, you literally just...
I'm sorry.
Continue reading.
Continuing.
This horrific thing we can't escape is treated like a pretty explosion full of art. Because Lynch likes fire and Frost likes his atomic conspiracies, but that helpless who cares, we're all gonna die anyway feeling is already running rampant right now in all other places. It does the audience no good to revive such feelings in the midst of what is all happening right now in the reality where we can't just cancel our subscriptions and pretend it isn't there. This is all too dangerous to fuck around with emotionally and symbolically. Art is gonna art, but this episode crossed dangerously close to fetishizing and celebrating that which it claims to abhor, just because it looks like pretty in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to keep going the whole thing?
No.
I'm just gonna skip around. So I'm skipping to a part that really, really grated my
ears.
My cheese.
Okay.
Anyways, continuing. Bob is diminished by this. No longer a potent specter of a man's primal potential inner darkness. Now he's just more vomit. A rarefied higher kind of garmambosia. Some kind of even Bob's a pawn. This is blah, 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 and undercuts Firewalk with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the too long didn't read of this whole thing is Lynch wants to replace mystery with secrets. The thing they claim to be so much against at the start. The origin story episode strips the magic and original mythos and replaces it with X-Files style conspiracy junk. I don't accept this, or like it, or think it actually reflects what was compelling about Twin Peaks. And if the rest of this series keeps on the same thing, well, bye, Felicia!
Oh my god.
Literally the worst thing I've ever read in my entire life.
Okay, but the part about, I don't accept or like this, me, after seeing The Last Jedi...
Big mood. All right. And I have one last post to analyze. And this is from Walt Posting. And this kind of ties back to our whole thing before of, like, you know, random white dudes being, like, analyzing too deeply and trying to have something interesting to say when they really don't. Have anything interesting to say? And this guy, he's like, does anyone else think it's very convenient that there are 2 weeks between parts 8 and 9 or whatever is released on July 9th? I realize it's the 4th of July weekend and that could explain the extra break, but do you think part 8 was chosen for this extra break on purpose?
Oh my god.
And like, bruh.
Oh my god,
it was
dude.
A holiday. Chill the fuck out. He's like, does this signal an interlude in the middle of the season? Possibly. Maybe. Probably
wow, it's
not
almost,
because it's a fucking 18-hour movie.
It's almost as if...
And he's like, were they chosen for this to be played on this specific date on purpose? Does it have a meaning? Like, no, it doesn't, sir. No. Not everything has a meaning. Not every single thought that goes into your little tiny brain is significant in any way, sir. Not everything you want to say should be said. Fucking white dudes. And then he goes on to be like,
I know this season is supposed to be an 18-hour movie, but I find it hard to believe that this is just a coincidence.
And at the end, he asks if he's being paranoid. And, like, if this wasn't from literally a year ago, I would comment on it and say, yes, you are. You dumb fuck. You're not interesting. You're not cool. This is not significant analysis. You know,
it's like
this is not contributing anything to anyone. And this got like a lot of likes and shit.
Oh my God.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? This is not nuanced analysis. This is literally someone's fucking word vomit. Probably some fucking hipster in Brooklyn or some bullshit. Oh, look at this dude. Look at this little fucking turd. He literally looks like a frat bro.
Yep.
Like a finance bro, actually, because he looks like he's probably an adult. Oh my God. I literally, no. Oh, this is what I was talking about. I think I saw it on Facebook, actually, now that I have the photo of it. So there's, you know, that girlfriend meme?
Yes.
Where, like, the guy is looking at the other girl. So it's Coop and Lodge Laura is holding his hand, and then Carrie Page is in the foreground.
Oh, my God.
And Carrie Page is foolishly thinking a single act can erase a lifetime of abuse and inadvertently forcing someone to relive the same trauma over and over. And the girlfriend is Laura in the lodge, accepting that death is a natural part of life and allowing to Laura find peace in her own way.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally Coop in a nutshell.
Yep. Poor Coop.
I think David Lynch was highly influenced for The Return by the Linkin Park song in the end, because he tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. He had to fall and lose it all. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ken is not having any of my bullshit today at all.
I found the blog with the pictures on it. I'm finding
amazing.
It.
Amazing. I'm looking at my memes. I have one that is some old, like, calligraphy, old English style calligraphy that says, "Fetch me a melon baller. I tire of my vision." Big goddamn mood. I think I found this on one of those Reborn posts.
That's worst.
This is my new favorite reaction image. Okay, so if you guys know anything about Reborn baby dolls, you know about Britain, who is just absolutely horrifying, and her mother is worse. Or not mother, because
owner.
To not give birth to a fucking... No. Anyways, Kat's gonna show me this photo. BRB!
I do have something to say that I don't think I've mentioned on this podcast before, but when I don't remember if it was when I rewatched 1 through 4 while I was high or when I rewatched this while I was high, but in one of my lists of notes, I wrote down, like, what if this whole thing is a time loop and everything just repeats itself? And it was like an early on watch, and that's sort of what happened.
Basically.
And I was like, am I really right about Twin Peaks, The Return? Did I really predict this?
Did I really do this thing?
No, literally, I'm going to find it. I took a screenshot. I was texting my friend, and I was like, screenshotting this now, and I'm texting this to you, so if I'm right, I have the proof. with the date, like, timestamped on it.
That's amazing.
I'm going to find it when I get home, and then we can tweet it.
Please do, yes.
I will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Oh my god, I think you solved Twin Peaks.
I mean,
David Lynch should consult you.
He should.
For season 4.
He should. I mean, if he wants to.
Bow. Bow, 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 bow. That's my single.
Sorry, I love Star Wars. All right, so we've said too much.
Way too much. Made fun of many people. Nerdy white guys way too long. We didn't make fun of anyone in the episode, actually.
Well, because there were no people in the episode.
I mean, yeah. I kind of made fun of the Chris Angel dude. It was the woodsman. Chris Angel.
Goodbye. This is the end of this episode.
Follow us on Twitter at isitfuturepod. And yeah, that's about the only social media we have. I'm sorry. I tried. I thought we had more. Goodbye.